From Spark and Anvil and MathLore, this is Dozen, in Chapter 1 of the MathLore cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Dozen was a busy squirrel tween who never counted acorns one at a time when she could count them in bundles. 10 here, 10 there, and then count the bundles. It was faster, and Dozen liked fast. She learned that this, bundling, is what counting really is. When a number gets big, you don't keep track of every single thing. You group them into bundles, and then count the bundles, and then bundle the bundles. How big is your bundle? Dozen would ask. That's the whole question. We mostly bundle by 10. 10 ones make a 10. 10 tens make 100. Why 10? She held up her paws and wiggled her fingers. Because that's how many fingers most of us have. We counted on our hands, so we bundled by 10. The size of our bundle came from our own two paws.
Dozen had grown up thinking 10 was simply the way to count, until she learned it was only one choice among many. She discovered that long ago, the Maya people bundled by 20. Not 10, 20. Because, Dozen delighted to learn, they counted on their fingers and their toes. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 20 in all. So their whole number system stepped in 20s, and it worked beautifully. And it was no more wrong than counting by 10. And in ancient Babylon, people bundled by 60. 60, an enormous bundle. It sounds strange until you look at a clock. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, and a circle split into 360 degrees, 6 60s. Those are gifts from Babylon, thousands of years old, still ticking on every clock and turning in every circle today. Dozen sat with that for a long while. Different peoples, different bundles, all of them clever, none of them wrong. It made her feel that the way she had always counted was not the only right way, just her own people's good idea, one among many.
When she was older, Dozen scampered to the MathLore Hall, where the stories of how math grew are kept, and where they had been hoping for someone to explain the size of a bundle.
She teaches the children that counting is bundling, and the bundle can be any size. We bundle by 10, she says, gathering 10 acorns into a little heap. 10 ones, 1 10. That's base 10, and it's how most of the world counts, because most of us have 10 fingers. Then she grins. But the Maya bundled by 20, fingers and toes. And the Babylonians bundled by 60. Same idea. Group, then count the groups. Just a different bundle size. So there's no single right way to count, a girl says. No single right way, says Dozen warmly. Just different clever peoples, choosing different bundles that suited them. And here's the wonderful part. She points at the wall clock. We still use Babylon 60 every single day, on every clock and in every circle. Their idea outlived them by thousands of years. When you say 4:15, you're speaking a little Babylonian.
She still bundles everything she counts, and still can't look at a clock without thinking of Babylon. The thing Dozen hopes the children carry is that there is rarely just one right way to do an everyday thing. That different peoples, all clever, made different good choices, and that some of those ancient choices are still quietly woven into the ordinary day. To count is to join a very long, very human story. How big is your bundle? She asks them. 10 or 20 or 60. Every people chose, and every choice was clever, and some of those choices are still ticking on your wall. When the hall empties, Dozen gathers the loose acorns into tidy bundles of 10 out of habit, glances up at the 60-minute clock, and feels the warm, connected gladness she first felt learning that 10 was only her people's good idea. That every time she counts, she is doing a thing that humans all over the world, across all of time, each found their own clever way to do.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Dozen. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.